Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, I love this stuff. I'm a Nitro Circus guy. I've got Pastrana autograph gear in my basement. I live for dirt bikes and skateboards and all. This is my stuff. I love that you're coming back to town.
Let's go. So you're coming out to the show then?
I went during COVID.
Okay.
And absolutely loved it. It was so good.
Let's go. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing one for sure.
I have to take you back to the day you got the call that you were going to be a part of the Nitro Circus. Was it from Travis? And how did that go down?
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy how I got involved with Nitro. I was at Woodward West just working on some new tricks in the foam pit, and Travis and his wife just happened to come up there, and I'm throwing these tricks, and he's like, dude, I've never seen anybody skate the way you skate. You gotta be a part of the crew. And so sure enough, got his info, and then my 18th birthday, I was on a flight to Australia for the first tour.
I have to ask, only because I've seen Travis's x-rays. What do your x-rays look like?
Shoot, we definitely have some damage from the years of abuse, you know, skating for over 20 years. Basically, concrete wrestling is really what it is. You're just slamming in at war with concrete and wooden ramps. But, yeah, so we've had some ankle injuries. Blew out my ACL. My knee was probably the gnarliest. Broken collarbone, couple broken wrists, and a few concussions here and there.
Chatting with Beaver Fleming, Nitro Circus is coming to Edmonton December 20th at Rogers Place. Now, Nitro Circus is known for pushing the limits. I'm curious what the most intimidating stunt you've ever attempted on tour is.
Ooh, intimidating stunt. Thankfully, I get to kind of pick my own battles with skateboarding. And so the biggest stunts that I choose are kind of new tricks, innovation and stuff. And there's always tricks that have kind of eluded. But I would say the scariest one is going for the double backflip, because anytime you're going upside down once, it's scary. Going twice just doubles the risk. So that's probably the one I'm most known for as well. It's funny. There's footage of me as a kid. My dad's filming. And I'm like, Dad, I'm going to do a backflip. I'd maybe been skating for a couple months. And I had no ability. I couldn't even backflip a trampoline, but somehow I convinced my dad to film me. And I go for it. My board goes one way. I go another. And then I look at him, and I'm like, man, that was close. And it's funny because in my head, I just had to allow time to catch up to what I saw in my mind. And then years later, you know, not only learning backflips, but adding variations, and then being the only person in the world to ever do a double flip on a skateboard is pretty incredible.
Yeah, darn right it is. I could just see your dad saying, you know what, son, maybe let's slow down. Let's work on kick flips instead.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Now, is there a trick or a project that you're most proud of?
I would say it has to be the double flip. I mean, I think it took so long. It was years of wondering, was it possible? And yeah, just being able to like kind of submit my name into skateboard history and do something no one ever had done before. I think that's definitely a big one. And then, yeah, there's so many other tricks that I'm the first in the world to do that others are doing now. So it's cool to see that kind of translate and see it become a part of skateboarding.
And was Tony Hawk your guy coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know what skating was, so my brother had the Tony Hawk video game. So
that was so good, wasn't it? I love that game.
Oh, yeah.
Chatting with Beaver Fleming, Nitro Circus is coming to Edmonton Saturday, December 20th at Rogers Place. One last question. What is something you think people misunderstand about the life of a professional action sports athlete?
I think people misunderstand the dedication and amount of work that it really takes to perform at a high level. I mean, skateboarding is one of the hardest things to do. It's hard, let alone just to stand on the thing, but to figure out how to manipulate the board and do tricks. And it's constantly eluding you different tricks and keeping it in check with your body and making sure you're healthy to perform. There's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, mentally being strong to go for stuff that you're not sure about. And then physically, you got to be able to stay in shape. You know, longevity is one of my biggest goals right now. I've been skating for 20 years and don't want to hang it up anytime soon. So really taking care of the mind, the body, and the spirit to keep going.
Good for you. I'm 55 and I still race vintage motocross. So yeah, we got to stay young as best we can, man.
Amen. Absolutely.
Nitro Circus off the rails. The world tour comes to Edmonton Rogers Place December 20th. Beaver Fleming, thanks for taking a few minutes, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys soon.